Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Excited to be here with you. It is a live pack drop. We've got a rare MGLE drop of the day, and this is going to be a juicy one in some areas, and in other areas, it's going to be kind of a, you know, something we're going to be covering here at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop is, you know, what kind of moments you're trying to collect and where you're coming as a collector. And I think that's a huge change that we just saw happen to Top Shot here. And it's going to get really exciting with all the adjustments and perks and collector scores that happen. So we're happy to be here with you. And again, episode number 47. Please follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot. Hot Drop at DJDev420. Also, remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel and the podcast on all your major podcast networks. NBA Top Shot, Hot Drop. So, we've had a ton going on since I've last checked in with you guys. A lot of adjustments in the Top Shot world and tons of NBA activity as far as playoffs and Kawhi stepping up. So we're going to get into that hopefully as this drop gets going here. We do have rebound packs available as well. So I'm just going to go ahead and mention the details on the drop today. We have a gift, if you want to call it, from Top Shot. They are giving us a $24 pack, which is back to the old days of EV. And that doesn't mean necessarily in the old days that the packs were that priced, but the moments were so rare that you were guaranteed that profit off of your pack. And now today, getting rare moments, if you get one of these packs, again, they use the collector score, right? We are officially approaching the 10-minute mark. Just want to give you a check in there. 10 minutes till we get our queue spots. Make sure you have joined. If you're not, I doubt that you'd be watching this if you had not joined yet. So make sure you're in there, and good luck to everybody out there. Also on Twitter, I've got the Luck Dragon. You can go ahead and hit the like on that and retweet it and circulate some positivity. We have had a ton of luck. The last stream we did do in the last podcast was a pack drop. And everybody in there was able to secure a pack, which was really, really cool. You're getting one pack per collector. There's only 5,346 available. So that's your queue number that you want to get. You want to be in the, you know, the top, I would say top 5,500 is, you're going to be feeling really good. We've seen before that even if you're outside that 5,346, a lot of times you bump up and you're able to get in there and get a pack. So remember that even if you're way outside, it's again, you're in for the rebound anyways, but just keep that positivity going, keep that luck going, and tons of luck to all you out there hoping you're getting one of these, because this is going to be a juicy one. So again, afterwards, there is going to be rebound pack available, which is it's going to be a base set common pack. And in this pack, you are getting one rare metallic gold LE and five common series 2 base set moments. And the limited, let's see what this says here again, the limited edition common drop consists of 18 different MGLEs rare moments. So there's 18 different ones. We're going to take a look at those in a second. We are at 8 minutes and 38 seconds. Sorry, guys. I'm keeping an eye on that clock. It also does include five additional Series 2 base set moments with varying edition sizes. Each of the MGLE moments are numbered at 499. So you're going to get, those are minted at 499. A total of 373 base set moments are available in this drop, including five never-before-seen moments and one all-new Top Shot debut moment. So this had a qualifying requirement, a score requirement for collectors, which was really based, they found a good way to base it on actual collection, and it was really cool. I received my score on this on June 6th snapshot, which I believe did qualify me for it, but then you had time to catch up for it. And then I made some sales and some movements to move it, to liquidate and get into another moment. And I ended up decreasing my amount of rares, and it did lower my collector score. I'm still fine, but you know, that's a big thing to be thinking about coming up here. What is the collector score going to be for the legendary holo icon, which we know is on the horizon. It's coming right around the corner. And seen anything like what they did with this pack, I don't want to say we got to expect it to be less than the 999, but I think they're looking to move back into it being valuable to get a pack, and especially if you're putting that pack into collectors' hands, right? They found a way to try to analyze what the what a true collector is and is not going to devalue these moments and sell them for really low. And these aren't really just moments. These are NFTs. They're the past office hours was just amazing with Roham. And he was talking about, you know, the universal, the usability of these is not even really, we're not even there yet. You know, these are just, we're just interacting with these on the marketplace. And I did tweet out today, there was a really cool announcement about the hardcore game that's going to be coming out, the Top Shot hardcore game, and the kind of moments that you're going to be able to be searching for in the marketplace and the moments you're going to need or want to use in that game. Some of them were assists, throwdown. There was like a tomahawk dunk specific, so I'll pull that tweet up in a little bit here. But we're keeping an eye on the clock. We got 5 minutes and 44 seconds. We're rounding the horn here, guys. I hope you guys are doing really good out there. And what's up, Sue? Thanks for coming. Appreciate you're in here. Sue, we've had a ton of luck in the stream here, so I'm hoping you get a huge, huge number for your queue coming up here. Remember, we want to be, you know, within about 5,500. So 5 minutes to go. Hope everybody out there qualified that did want to get in, and if not, there is going to be that playoff pack coming, I think it may be this week, even I should go check that really quick, but we did make a reservation for that, and there's going to be some really, really nice moments in there, but again, this is, this is kind of the tiering that's going on a little bit in Top Shot here. They're really implementing, you know, what level do you want to collect at? And none of it's locked out. It's not like if you're collecting a lot of commons that you can't, you know, be also a rare collector. But it's like, if you're going to have a focus, that's going to allow you to access and participate in different things. And that's what we're already seeing that, again, in the infinite stages. It's going to be interesting when they say they're in inning two. You know, how we kind of moved into inning two. Because the whole thing has been, you know, we're still in inning one. I think we're shifting a little bit. And I think the big one's going to be when we get the beta out of the beta. And the other huge one from the office hours that I think is still trickling out to collectors is that, and they didn't detail. Yeah, so you're going to get one, but I think you're, you know, the luck in here, just make sure you go on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420, and see the luck dragon that I posted there for good luck. You're just going to like that and then retweet it, give you a little extra luck. But yeah, I think we were really talking about the tiering system, you know, that's going to be going on. Really curious to see the announcement of the holo icon and then what score they set and what kind of stimulation that does for the market as well. And one interesting thing I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, after this drop, of course, I'm hoping to get a pack, but also what kind of stimulation it does for the market, because normally we've seen when new moments hit that the market seems to take a bit of a dip. There's a lot of selling, a lot of movement, people undercutting with the new moments, and that seems to just drop the market overall in a hole. So I'm really hoping with these new collector requirements and the legendary drop on the horizon that there's going to be a lot more purchasing and holding as opposed to selling, you know, selling and dumping, which and dumping and flipping. It does not seem to be profitable anymore in Top Shot. Which is awesome. They had to try to figure that out. I'm not saying they fully figured it out, but I know they're getting there. And they have their attention on it. So we're in an exciting time. You know, the dip that we saw in the market just about 3 or 4 days ago, and it was going for about 2 weeks, and it hit a low. There was an insane amount of moments that were super low. The entire market. That's kind of what I was saying. You know, the whole market gets affected by these little dips. So we are literally under 2 minutes, guys. Let's go. Good luck out there. We've got a rare metallic gold limited edition to $4.99. Some huge moments in here. We have not looked at them yet. I will dip into that once we get our cue spot. But this is the moment of truth coming up here. We are at a minute and 34 seconds, guys. Here we go. Let's go. We're going to shift this music up a little bit. Let's get some groove going. I guess I can go with that. Let's go. This is like a little journey song. We're moving in. Here we go. Come on. 1 minute. We're going to hit this 1 minute right here. And then we're getting our numbers. Woo! Please. Top Shot. Top Shot vibes. Let's go. Good vibes to everybody. The score for the holo. Hold on, Sue. I'll give you that. I got 52 seconds. Woo. It's funny. I feel like, you know, when you're in the on-deck circle before you're going up to bat or you're at the free throw line, it's just that. And I've already done what I need to do. I'm here. You guys are here. We're doing it. But it's just this anxious kind of moment, right? 30 seconds, guys. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let's get it up a little bit. Come on. We're hitting 20 seconds. Let's go. 19 seconds. Woo! Going into the portal. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're in, guys. Let's go. Good luck, everybody. rare pack for $24. No way. Where's the numbers? Oh, dude, I thought I got a number. It said 5346. I'm like, I got the last number. It said remaining packs. Okay. Dude, I mean, I never do they assign that quick, so I don't know what I'm thinking. But it's pretty much in the first minute here. Well, you'll know your number. That was a super teasy. That's so funny. It's been a long time getting at packs for a really, really long time. I'm going to turn the music down. Get this mellow it out a little bit here now that we're getting our number. We haven't had packs for a while. You know, we saw a surplus of packs. There's so much to talk about, guys, so it's good to be back. We saw a blast of packs. 18,000. Nope. No rare pack for me, guys. Rebound only. Darn. Woo. 18,751. Ugh, it hurts. $24 rare pack, not happening. It's part of it though, guys. I want to just model that. The percentage was very, very low. I do not know how many users were in here. How'd you do, Sue? Let me know your queue number. I'm gonna tweet mine out. That one hurts. $18,741. Guys. Tweet this out. Sue, you're all right, Sue. Hold in there. I mean, that hurts that you're that close, Sue, but just stay in there, man. I've seen it happen. I've seen it bump. It's hard on this little amount of packs. The chances. But you're here anyways, and that means you're going to get your rebound pack quicker. I know that. Dude, that sucks. It's just, this is a huge winning the lottery one, and it means, you know, we just got to get that. The holo is going to be even harder, but we got to get that one, man. I've had really, really tough luck on legendary and rares. I've been in a ton of drops, and I've only been able to get one rare. So, again, I'm modeling how to stay cool with it, right? You just gotta. It's not something to be too excited about. But we're gonna be in here for a while as well. So, that's gonna be pretty interesting too. Yeah, we got a ways to go. I mean, I'm at 18,000, so we're just going to be waiting for this rebound pack, guys. I'm going to tweet this out. Rebound for me. So, tons to cover as far as what's going on in Top Shot. So, we'll probably hang out and chit-chat about that for a little bit. But I'm not sure we're gonna go all the way to the... stay live for my purchase of the rebound pack. Woo. Yeah, see, the hard thing is you have to be positive, you have to believe going into it, but then it's like, all right, once you get hammered with that queue number, 18,000, 15,000 away. I'd love to hear what other people got, so I'm going to put this out. 71. Let's see. Let's see how people are doing out there, and we'll get into the podcast on the stream here, guys. I sure do appreciate you joining. What's the rebound pack going to be? It's just going to be a common pack. Super, super affordable. I keep looking at it hoping it says 1,807 or something. But no. It'll be all commons. I wonder how many commons will be in there. 17,615 in front of me. Those packs are going to fly. This rebound jump is going to start pretty quicker. So we'll chat it up. Let's go ahead and look at what the what moments are in this pack, right? The rare pack and the commons. We'll look at both. I gotta go to the pack page. Here we go. And there's a, you know, there's a variety of packs or moments in here, but the top one is the Durant. Let me do a screen share for you. Here we go. So there's the Durant. That's the one, the really nice one in there. But if you're getting the rebound pack, you're not getting any of these. These are only if you won that 5,500 spot lottery. I'm really curious how people did. Let's see. Oh, this guy got it. Top Shot is good work, man. Trader, good work. 1,670. Boom. Oh. Snipe Father is hoping for the failed purchases. Me too, Snipe Dog, but I'm nowhere near. I got someone in the street here. Sue, you just got. You're all right, man. I would hold tight. Sue, you're gonna. You got a pitcher's chance, man. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just processing. But you're getting the live stream. That's what we get on the live stream. We can get back to doing the the recorded ones. So here we go. Let's talk about these moments. So you're just starting with the Durant. It's just absolutely insane. It's an alley-oop off the glass, right? It's off of a behind-the-back pass from Blake Griffin that starts the fast break outlet. So Robert Williams, Darius Garland, Josh Richardson, Nikola. The Joker sets a career high in assists on that one. So that's pretty sweet. I'm going to check out that. I'm really. What's up, Clip City? 3,000 over. That's the attitude. You're still hoping. You just got to hope, Clip. You know, it's like you just sit. You're in there for the rebound anyways, and you just got to hope people drop out. What we're really hoping here, here's the even bigger hope, because the majority of people did not get a good spot in the queue today, right? We're getting a rebound, which is nice. But what we're hoping is that for an extended period of time, along with this 5%, I don't even want to call it a rumor because it came out of Roham's mouth straight from him, that there is going to be some type of retroactive refund on the 5% that they tag on. So that, I think, combined with really wanting to focus on keeping these packs to a value part to have collectors hold them, even not to flip them. So you get a $24 pack today and you get one of these rare moments that's worth $200, $300, $400, $500, $600. That's a huge profit. And for you as a collector, when you now know that Top Shot's saying you have to have a certain score and a certain collection to qualify for future pack drops, well, now you're not looking to flip something that you just got for such a cheap price, because then you got to go on the market and buy those rare moments or buy those legendary moments to bump up to qualify for this legendary queue, which is going to be, if they have that pack anywhere near what I've seen put out there, and of course they haven't announced that yet, but anywhere near what I've seen rumored of, like $269, $299, that value will be instant for the collector that wins that queue spot. So we've moved back into that where they've started to release less packs, right? We haven't seen pack drop. I don't want to say it's been 2 weeks, but it seems like it was forever. And before that, they were saying they wanted to do pack drops every Monday and Thursday, right? We were getting reservations. We were getting packs. And people started complaining about the watered down factor and the too many moments. And then they stepped back. You know, we saw the market crashing based off of all that negativity as well. And that's what I was just saying at the beginning of the stream here, is that we saw some record lows in the market the past 2 weeks. And literally about 72 hours ago, just before the announcement from Roham about the credit and the installment of all these collector scores were announced and so forth, then the market absolutely took off. There was buyer confidence that Top Shot has put things in place that are going to scare away the flippers. We're not even trying to scare them away. We're just saying that won't work here. You can't access pack drops if you're flipping, right? So one of the big things I think they need to do, which again is frustrating for me because I am a pack holder. I have a number of unopened packs in my collection, and none of those count for any of these qualifications. And a hard thing on that is that I completed the Cool Cat Challenge, and I'm holding... So here's Top Shot just tweeted, drop is live. Reminder that all eligible collectors who join after the drop are going to be added to the end of the line with a rebound pack coming for anyone who couldn't get a premium pack. So we're having a major shift here as far as the way Top Shot's going to be played, and I think we're going to see a boost in the market. I think you're starting to see them offer challenges and packs and things for people who are just coming in, who are focusing on maybe not wanting to put a ton of funds in, so they're going to be able to get common moments and common challenges completed that will qualify them for rare drops, right, if they do want to move into that level of collecting. But you can still access these drops, at least for this one. They already said that this is not a stagnant score that's been set, that things are going to be fluctuating and moving as they see fit, right? Everything is beta still. We're not full guinea pigs, but they're definitely trying. You're seeing things implemented for the first time across the board before your eyes. And they're all fabulous. The connection with Moment Ranks and the fantasy game, hopefully you guys have been checking that out and playing that. That is really, really cool. So going on with the moments in here, you got Paul George, Draymond Green, Jaren Jackson, Adebayo, Halliburton, Bradley Beal, Clarkson. So, you know, not a lot of salivating rare moments in there, but depending on where you want to get in as a collector, a lot of those non huge superstar names, you're going to be able to get some of these rare moments into your collection, especially after the market opens up here, once these packs get into people's hands and they do, they're going to be listing them. You're going to be able to go ahead and add some rare moments to your collection, because there is a majority of the collectors did not get a rare pack today. 5,346 only. So most of us are in here for a rebound pack, and that's going to really be more focused down here in the base set. I know that the Skeets was talking about a wedgie moment. I think it's Anthony Simmons is a block, and it turns out to be a wedgie. If you remember those guys, they love the wedgie. It's where the ball gets stuck in the rim there. So there's a Harden in here, but these are all, you know, these are commons. And again, adding moments to your collection that you enjoy, players that you like, teams that you like, players that maybe you don't have yet, especially if you're playing on that moment ranks, pick up some players that are still in the playoffs. playoffs, so that you're thinking are going to be in the playoffs moving forward as well, because having a solid lineup in that moment to rank is fun. And if you can add some moments for $3, $4, $5, which you'll be able to, you gotta do it. So let me get back to talking about Top Shot a little bit here. So we've got this collector score, we've got people moving into tiers. They're gonna have the playoff packs dropping, which are common. And then what we're gonna see is that probably a challenge around that set as well. And I saw something come up on Twitter today about maybe a throwdown master challenge, because there's so many moments in there. There seems to be one moment that would be the reward. That throwdown set, that rare throwdown set that just was released a short ways back, was huge. It's a huge set. And it's another interesting thing if you think about Top Shot and what you're in for it as a collector. Are you in to collect the players that you like? Are you in to collect it from the team? You know, you're huge on the Celtics and you've got all the Celtics guys. Are you into getting, you know, the badge moments, the first moments, rookies? There's so many different ways to come in, and you know, my experience has been changing since I've been a collector in Top Shot since January, and I've moved into a, you know, as I said at the beginning, I moved some moments to try and move into another moment, and I've made a decision as a collector that I kind of want to move into focusing on the rare or legendary tier. I don't even have a legendary yet. That's why I'm just hoping I can get this legendary pack. But being a little bit more conservative as a collector and collecting those moments that are in that tier for me, right? And using those moments in games coming up and interactive on moment ranks, you get more value for your moments. You get a bonus for rare moments, you get a bonus for legendary moments. I do foresee that coming with the hardcore game as well, that you're going to get some different bonus from potentially even the serial number on your moments. So for me as a collector, wanting to maybe have a little bit smaller of a collection and move some of those lower, I don't want to say lower value, but they're, you know, in the common area, even the rookie moments and stuff, and moving those to be able to get into was something I was focusing on during the dip, and I was really excited. Wasn't able to make the move when I wanted to, and that's kind of the funny thing about Top Shot, is you don't want to be reactionary, especially with the market. You kind of want to analyze it, pay attention to it, and then see what's happening, especially if you're looking at a particular moment. Pay attention to it and follow it and notice when it starts to change. And so I had zeroed in on a moment, probably one of my favorite moments on Top Shot across the board. And the fun, you know, it's kind of funny to say that, because I have not watched every moment. And I have not watched probably a lot of the legendary moments, just because I'm not in the market for those. So I don't want to even, you know, salivate over that yet. But this moment, I'll go ahead and share it with you since I've got the time. I'm number 12,000, guys. Normally that would have been a fairly decent Q spot, but just getting hit with such a low, and I'm not complaining. We as collectors want this. 5,369 or whatever it is. We want that low pack availability to raise the value of these moments. The throwdown, just the overflow of the moments is not what we want, guys. We've already seen that not working. So let me go ahead into my account here and show you some stuff since we're hanging. Probably, I don't know many of you out there. Let me know if you did complete the Cool Cats Challenge. One thing that I am obsessive about pretty much since back in February is not opening my packs. And I'm going to go ahead and share the vault. You guys tune in, you hang out through the stream at the right time, you join a little bit late, whatever it is, but you're getting to see the vault live here, so we're going to go ahead and let you in, guys. Here is my pack vault. And this is the juice dog for me here right now. I was hoping it was going to have an MGLE in front of it, but we are not adding that today, but we are going to add the rebound pack. So we'll have another, you're going to see a ton of base sets. I've got a commons, ton of common packs, but this one is very important here for a number of reasons. And if any of you are in the Discord, the Cool Cat Discord, they have been able to decipher the odds just keep increasing. The number one has not been pulled yet, and the number the last number has not been pulled yet. So this pack you're looking at here potentially holds the serial number one, which will be insane. That's the LaMelo Cool Cat reward, which is currently going for 1400 on the market right now. Once the master key stuff's announced, with that moment will go way through the roof. And the thing I love about it is, that's why I love having my packs sealed. You know, maybe the question, well, why are you sitting there holding all those packs? Again, we haven't shown you all of them here, but the reason we're doing that is because you have the option, right? I'm always gonna have the option to decide if I want to open this or sell it on the market, which is coming, right? They said mid to late summer, you're going to be able to post your packs. The details, like I'm telling you here, oh, wow, there's only 16 MGLE packs. So Sue and Clip City, I don't know if you guys are still hanging, but if you are, let me know where you're at. I'm hoping there's literally 16 packs. So we're starting the rebound now. It is moving really quick, guys. Another positive sign, another major improvement to see the queue boogie through that quick. Again, there weren't that many, but we're now moving. I'm at 12,000, so we're moving pretty smoothly here. But as I was saying, we are holding this, and if that number one doesn't get pulled, whoever's holding those packs, when we're able to list them, you're going to be able to say, you know, potentially holding the number one LaMelo and the odds of that. And that's going to add value to your pack. So I wanted to start with the LaMelo on that just because that exemplifies the reason I'm holding all of my packs. And, well, you're not going to get one, Clip. All right, man, don't let it. I know it's a bummer. You're getting a rebound and yeah, it's rebound time, man. And that's it. And we just move forward. We stay positive. The market's going to be stimulated. Start thinking about, you know, what you may need to do and to get ready for this legendary drop. They're going to have the announcement, I'm sure, this week. We'll find out. So I was just sharing here that, you know, you have this option. If they announce some massive perks or bonuses, which they were really vague about what the Cool Cat Lounge would be. Other than that, you automatically have access to the rest of the queues of series two. So here's the thing, if they set that holo icon number obnoxiously high and I can't reach it, I have a pretty big score, but if I can't reach it or other people can't reach that and it's unreachable, but somehow the Cool Cat, they reward those Cool Cat key masters, I'm opening this pack, right? I still have that. I don't have to wait till the market and then potentially drop the number one. And then, man, I have that. And now you see what the value of that is. But I have the choice still. If they kind of drop the ball. Yeah, no, this is the I should have stuff. Don't worry, Clip. You're still here early. And so you're getting a rebound pack today. Listen, well, I'm going to show you the vault, man. We're still looking here. So what you do is you have that option with all of these. You can just decide, I can open these later. I can list these later. You guys have opened packs. You know what the experience is and how fun it is to open that. That's part of putting these on the market. So when you can list this, these packs, you now have an experience you're offering the buyer, not just buying a moment from the marketplace, buying an experience and the moment. These are really your moments. You're the first one to really own them. That's the coolest thing, right? They're yours. One really cool thing here is you can see I've got double packs on the Series 2 Release 20 and Release 30. And that was fabulous customer service from some transactions that I had confusion with Dapper, and they were really thorough and awesome communication, were able to support me and help me out, and then also compensated me for whatever wait time I experienced, which was understandably from my side, it was a long time, but I also understood that they were just getting bombarded with such an explosion. So that's, I like to share that just because as new collectors coming in, you're going to be taken care of. Just stay calm, stay confident, and think about holding your packs. You can always go back and open them, but if they're sitting in your vault, they're in your vault and you've got them, right? So we're cruising through. I am at 12,917, and we are talking NBA Top Shot. Major adjustment. Sue was asking me what I think the score may be. I would not be surprised if it was 5,000 with the bonus. So I have a combined total score with my market bonus of 4,882. And I think they are going to continue that marketplace bonus because they applied that and it created a massive stimulus to the market in a legitimate way, not in a way where people are going to buy and flip now. People now realize you need to buy moments to hold to be a collector on Top Shot. And they're applying this now just because the other things aren't fully in place yet, like hard court and the other interactive elements with the arena and with being able to earn rewards that way. So what they're trying to do is still keep you, and it's true to the whole rhythm, is that you, by being a collector, you are going to have access. By being in a certain tier, you will access things that are available to that tier, right? So it's a pretty cool adjustment we're seeing here, and I'm thinking the score is going to be up there, but it's going to allow people to buy into it, and especially if they have figured out that having that pack price low motivates people to then go, okay, well, I'm going to buy in, plus I'm getting this 5% back. Again, it's not confirmed. There are not full details on that. There is that they are looking into really making that happen. There's now this motivation to go purchase moments because it's like a double now. Instead of paying, you know, the price on the pack, you can go actually get moments in the marketplace to qualify, right? And then you're sitting with moments and the pack. So we're cruising through here now, and I think they've flipped over. The line is paused. They did put up that the marketplace is closed right now, which we have seen them do. They have kept it open during drops before, but for some reason they have it closed right now. I think they're going to trickle it. Let me read what this says here. Let's pull this up. Packs are reserved. All the MGLE or packs are reserved. They're waiting for some to come back before they reserve the queue. There are only 5,346 available. There's over 19. So I was at the back. I was 18,000. There's over 19,000, 19.5 people in line. And there's going to be rebound packs available for anyone that was able to get a premium. The marketplace can be temporarily down during the premium pack portion. They're going to be back up during the rebound. I was in the very back. So we had 19.5, and I was at 18. You guys know where I was at. Woo! Okay, Clip City said he got a 100, a 10,000 score. Hopefully it's high. Yeah, man, we'll see. I'm hoping the score is, you know, that was the other thing, and I feel they may do this as well in the future, is you could see them announcing the score and saying they've already taken the screenshot, right? So you could see them actually going, all right, took the screenshot and you had to have this score. They allowed us, because this was a new thing, this collector score and everything. I would not expect that, even necessarily for the legendary. Maybe they'll do another announcement to show us the variance. They're not going to say they're going to stick to the same number for qualifications, but I'm anticipating that to, again, stimulate the market and stimulate collecting. Once moments get bought up, if you watch it, it's all the floor sweeping that was just going on the past, 72 hours was these low moments that were listed because people were undercutting, because they were panicking. They weren't the mellow drop, the cool cats, was vague about what the actual reward was going to be. It just seemed like a big fumble and everyone was anxious. So there was a ton of floor stuff there. And so as that floor got gathered up, you saw the market get stimulated and value starting to come back to moments. And that's going to happen again and even more higher once they set this score at a certain point to get people to then pull those moments up. And what happens is as people go to get moments, those floor ones aren't there anymore. And that instantly raises the value of your moment. Instantly. That's the craziest thing about Top Shot, is how fast. And if you hear a lot of the old school heads are telling you to just chill, just hold your moments. Not necessarily staying in a tier or something. If you decide you want to move moments, to move over here, but make sure you are holding assets in these moments and letting this kind of beta movement discovery phase play out and see how everything plugs in. It's a live breathing thing that's moving, and I think we're going to see a big upswing in the market probably for the next month at least on Top Shot here. With the announcement of the legendary, and then probably another rare drop and another playoff pack drop, and the wrapping up of the finals and so forth. They'll probably have a finals pack drop, and then we're going to get a run it back. And that's going to absolutely, people are like, oh, we'll wait till the off season and when Top Shot's going to chill out and stuff. I think they're going to kick it into overdrive. They brilliantly waited to do the run it back until the off season. Because those are going to be insane. I mean, if you think about, I think the rumor way back was that the run it back is going to have a Shaq in there. I think it was from the 04 era potentially. So we have, that's something that on Top Shot we have not even approached, is the Hall of Fame area. And you got to think about, I'm way into old school history of the NBA. I grew up with it. So a lot of those players I think about, especially from the 90s, Sean Kemp and dare I say a Michael Jordan moment, right? Or a Kobe, Olajuwon, David Robinson. So I can go on and on that level. So we're going to be going in an interesting direction. Again, it's not financial advice on my point, but just watching the trends. We had a dip. There's normally a correction here. It'll be interesting to see what happens today with these moments hitting the market. And I think it's going to be a fun ride regardless, even though it was kind of heavy or overwhelming. You have to just remember as a collector that, and an investor, if you're coming in that direction, that it's also an opportunity time when people are nervous. And that's what I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, was that I was able to take an opportunity and actually grab a moment that was something way out of reach. I was able to liquidate my moments potentially during one of the lower times, but then that moment was still lower, and it was fun. I mean, it was really, really, really fun. So I think that's going to probably wrap it up, guys. We got a ways to go. It's going to be a fun day, and we'll get a live stream podcast coming up really soon. But I do want to get focused here on getting my pack secured and sending you guys a ton of luck out there. I hope you got your rare pack. If you didn't, I hope you're excited to get your rebound pack and keep your ear out for that legendary drop. We're going to have another podcast coming up really soon here. and keeping you updated on the announcement for the Holo Icon. As always, guys,